This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
Other day, I went to my mother-in-law's house, and we had to put up shelving, and we had to change out a curtain rod. Well, to do that, we had to have the right tools, either a Phillips screwdriver or a flathead screwdriver or a drill or a power screwdriver, all different tools doing different things to complete a job. Well, we're seeing that right now in SSD. You have to pick the right SSD for the right job. And to talk to us about that is Doug Rollins of Micron and also Eric Slack, senior analyst at Storage Switzerland. Hey, Doug, all the SSDs we've looked at, they're always faster than hard drives. So why go through the effort of considering different workloads and selecting an SSD optimized for that workload?
Well, that's a good question, Charlie. Primarily, it comes down to value. So let's take a representative example and look at two extremes. Suppose we have a system and we need to boot that system. And suppose that system has a storage array, and the other workload we'll talk about is how to accelerate that array. First, the boot workload. We need an SSD that offers great read performance, but for booting a system, we really don't need to focus so much on that SSD's write performance. And knowing that SSDs with superior write performance tend to cost a bit more, we end up saving overall in our total platform cost. Likewise, the SATA interface is really ubiquitous, so it's very easy to integrate a SATA SSD to get that system booted up and running. But on the other hand, if we really want the utmost in overall array acceleration, what do? Well, we need to focus instead on an SSD with the highest overall performance, both read and write. And we need to look more towards a PCI Express interface. These would be very different SSDs for very different needs.
Sort of like the Phillips head screwdriver for one thing and the flathead screwdriver for the other. Different tools for different jobs.
Exactly. And if I'm trying to take out a Phillips head screw, I can probably find a flathead that's going to work well enough. And I can probably get the screw out, but I might damage the thing the screw is in, damage the screw itself, or fail to get it out completely. You really do need the right tool for the right job.
Hey, Eric, we're used to seeing ultra-high endurance SLC NAND as the de facto NAND for enterprise SSDs. But lately, we're seeing more and more MLC-based SSDs in the enterprise. Why is that?
Well, basically, MLC is getting a lot better in terms of performance, but especially endurance or lifespan. And this is due to a couple of things, but mostly firmware enhancements on the SSD itself. And also more sophisticated SSD controllers that can actually do things to help extend the lifespan of the flash itself. And you know, these enhancements have enabled us to really extend the endurance of these MLC-based products to the point where they can essentially have comparable endurance to SLC-based SSDs. So controller enhancements is an example. Such as optimized read, dynamic media tuning, latency reduction, to name a few things. These have all enabled us to get better performance out of that MLC product that's as good or better than SLC designs them.
Doug, is this somehow tied to Micron's expert feature set for enterprise SSDs?
Yeah, it is, Charlie. For example, if we take a look at a couple representative expert features, we can really see how they offer superior SSD endurance and performance. Consider our Armor feature, Adaptive Read Management Optimized Read. This feature offers some additional lifespan extension through a bimodal read method. Really, this happens at the drive level. It runs in the proactive mode as well as a foreground mode to dynamically adjust the NAND to give you better overall SSD endurance. Likewise, look at our RAIN feature. RAIN is a RAID light structure inside the SSD. It gives us significant improvements in overall endurance. But Expert also brings us better performance. For example, Recal, reduced command access latency. This feature significantly tightens up the overall latency distribution and really smooths out those response time curves.
With the way traditional MLC has moved into the enterprise use case, formerly the sole domain of SLC flash, does this mean that eMLC and enterprise MLC has lost its meaning? Eric, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think the user community was always a little bit wary of the term eMLC anyway, kind of like it was more of a a marketing designation than a real technological one. And, you know, now, as we've seen with regular MLC showing up with truly enterprise-grade specs, I don't really see there's a lot of room for anything between MLC and SLC.
Doug?
Yeah, the trouble really with EMLC was, frankly, it never meant anything specific. We had different vendors using the term to mean different things. So, you know, it was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And it isn't really descriptive at all. Between firmware enhancements, new test methods, and NAND wafer selection, as well as design enhancements, these all enable enterprise-grade endurance and performance from standard MLC. And so the need for NAND types other than SLC and standard MLC is really diminishing.
Doug and George Crump will be with us online Wednesday, May 14th, 12:30 Eastern Time, 9:30 out on the West Coast, for a special webinar on three keys to choosing the right server flash. Now, the only thing I have to do is, if you're listening to this podcast on StorageSwiss.com, click on the link. It'll take you to the page where you need to go and register. You get a free white paper. We have other things that you can get just for signing up for this special webinar. Now, if you miss the 14th, don't worry. We're going to have this on demand, so you can catch this anytime. Just click on the link on the StorageSwiss.com page. If you're listening on iTunes, go to StorageSwiss.com, go to podcast, find this podcast, and bang, you can click on that link and you can watch the webinar. So it's going to be Doug Rollins and George Crump on Wednesday, May 14th, 12:30 on the East Coast, 9:30 on the West Coast. We look forward to seeing you right here at StorageSwiss.com. For Doug and Eric Slack, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to StorageSwiss.com.